So grace, mercy, and peace be to you this evening. So first of all, you notice I'm wearing a choir robe because, you know, in my infinite absentness, I took my robe home and had it laundered, and I remembered the right stole, but not the robe. Well, my wife still talks about when we were dating. I would frequently bring her flowers. Now, this is quite impressive for a struggling graduate student. I mean, you know, I was just a poor young kid. Somehow along the way, she figured out that I worked at a funeral home and I had ready access. The florist would deliver the bouquets, and I would carefully unwrap them so that I'd be able to reuse the paper. And then I'd carefully select a flower or two so as to not mess up the arrangement. And then wrap the flower and deliver it. Well, even when Georgia knew what I was doing, she still has retained the memory of those flowers. An action that still had meaning way beyond words to show how I cared for her. In Holy Week, we Christians know that actions speak louder than words. As Jesus makes his way to the cross, we remember that God's love goes way beyond words and leaves us with memories of actions that transcend anything spoken. Actions that are burned into our soul. Now, Holy Week begins with activities for others. Jesus makes this triumphal entry. He casts out the money changers from the temples, and he challenges the religious leaders. But now the activities are focused on us, on the disciples then, and we who follow today. Tonight, we remember Jesus washing the disciples' feet. On this holy night, we participate in the Last Supper, as those first disciples did. And as part of this service, you've had the opportunity to experience the actual laying on of individual forgiveness, the laying on of hands. And these tactile actions of faith are meant to bring us into the reality of God's kingdom. In the Lord's Prayer, when we pray, "Your kingdom come," we know that God's kingdom comes whether we pray for it or not. But we pray in this prayer that it will come to us, and that it will come now. The foot washing is what John's Gospel reports was the central action of Jesus last night with the disciples. It's a sign, but it's more than a sign. It's an embodiment of everything that Jesus was telling us. This is what love means. Whoever would be greatest must be a servant. The towel is a symbol of our calling to roll up our sleeves and serve others. The laying on of hands is similarly a visual, sensory experience of God's blessing. It's a reminder of what happens in our baptism. We are God's children, and we are God's forgiven. But for Christians, the foremost sign is the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is more than a symbol. It's a sacrament, a sacred act. Now, for many Protestants, the bread and wine are a symbol of Christ's body and blood, a symbol. And Roman Catholics teach that the physical elements actually change in something that they call transubstantiation. We Lutherans are more nuanced. We believe in what we call the real presence. Luther says that the bread is just bread, and the wine is just wine, but with the words given and shed for you. we receive exactly what Christ promises. God truly enters us. Now, this is not like the Maasai of Kenyan who drink blood and cannibal cultures that literally eat human flesh, but it is more than a symbol. We believe that when we eat this bread and drink this cup, God truly enters us. God in Christ wants to enter into our body, mix into our bloodstream, and course through our flesh. Jesus Christ in the flesh, Emmanuel, joins with us to make us his holy people. Like those simple gestures of flowers for my wife, these are actions that help us to know that God loves us. The events of this week are all about God's complete and undeserved love for us. Yes, the passion is certainly about the wages of sin. But humbly in awe, we once again see our salvation. And in this meal tonight, we know it's true. Amen.